Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Page, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, we go to the Pleasant Hill area, Georgetown County, for our story, kicking off this newscast.
You're talking about the small community up in Blue Ridge called Pleasant Hill.
Talking about the one down the lower part of the state, the PD.
Oh, Pleasant Hill, down there where everything smells like a paper mill.
Yeah, it's a South Carolina story.
All right, so a burglary call was made. And when the officers arrived, they responded to this call around 4 p.m. And the first deputy arrived at the scene with his canine. And then they were waiting for additional deputies to show up before entering the home. But there was a cow nearby that distracted the canine.
Oh, no.
Which happens. Especially, it depends on the breed of the dog, especially. But in this situation, an attempt to protect the cow, the deputy had to use the taser on the canine. And the dog,
he had to tase the canine? Oh, man.
Because the dog ended up biting the cow and went up chasing. You know, they want to chase
cows.
Wanted
some hamburger meat.
They chase cows by nature. A lot of pets do that. I mean, I had a dog that would always go into the cow pasture, and you had to stop him from doing that.
Dogs chase animals.
It's just going to happen.
They're very interested in every other animal.
Paige's dog would wake up in the middle of the night and go milk the cow.
No, but it, I mean, if you have like a shepherd or something like that, it's going to happen. That's what they're bred for.
I wonder if you, such a trained animal like a canine, I wonder if tasing it brings it back down as far as the,
ought to subdue it fine.
I know that. I'm saying as far as the teaching.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, using it on the animal.
Yeah.
So.
Or say tase cops, though, right? Like, to become a cop and to carry a taser, don't you have to get tased, or was that just in a movie?
You have to get tased in order to carry a taser, right? I think so.
Thank you, Doug.
What if you don't really? They're just all messing with each other.
You don't really have to get tased?
They're like, I got you again.
That hangover in the face.
Did I not really need to get stabbed when I became a Mason?
No, you did.
Damn.
So with all this
paper towel tube.
All this going on, it says in the story that the cow hit the deputy and the owner, and I don't know where and how.
So dog bites cow, cop tases dog, cow kicks cop.
Cop, yeah.
And the owner.
Imagine watching this go down. The dog bites the cow, the cop tases the dog, the cow kicks the cop.
And the
pair a circle of violence.
Suffered minor injuries. So in the end, the original call was baseless, so they never found the suspect, or there was none.
But it turned into something that it sounds like Monty Python humor.
It turned into a dog getting loose, chasing some cows, and then they had to get the dog from biting the cow, tase him, and then finally get him under control and put him back in the car, because you've had a dog before and you know that they get out of control.
Well, I got a Matt hack for you.
Yeah?
If you're a criminal. I was watching Live PD recently, and this guy, he jumped out of his car, which is the dumbest thing, because especially if it's not a stolen vehicle, they're going to find out who you are.
Yeah.
The guy runs off into this neighborhood. The canine gets out. The canine can't find the guy.
Oh, no.
And the cop, you know, he's kind of like, oh, crap, we're on live TV, and this dog, you know. It's the guy that always brings the dog in there with him and Sticks. And the guy says, well, here's something we don't really advertise, but if you have a lot of pet fecal matter in your yard, it throws off the scent.
Oh, no.
And then the canines can't follow the scent because all they smell is other dog crap.
Oh, no.
So, if you're a neighborhood full of criminals, let your dogs crap in your yard. Then the canines won't be able to find you.
Yep.
What if let them do it in the house.
Yeah.
What if it's the dog from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? You might not be able to tase that.
You haven't seen it yet.
Although if it's a cadaver dog, then I don't know.
A dead dog?
Dead dog. Man, zombie dog.
Go get him.
Find the
cadavers
dead body.
Do it deeper.
I don't know if the poo will throw off. Who knows?
That's what they said on Live PD, that animal poo throws off. Actually, they said pet fecal matter, which is funny.
Yeah.
Dog crap will throw off the canine scent.
Oh, so if you're going to, never mind. I was going
to
say.
I should have the kid from third grade over at Poe Mill to come over and take a dump in my yard.
Should. No, not people.
You'll keep the cops away and their canines.
Yep.
Their canines.
That's where we need a cam on the cop dogs.
Yes.
Get that cam going.
Give them an idea. They'll do it. Something else for Tom Morris to butcher. He's horrible.
Oh,
God,
boy.
He's horrible.
All right.
You sticks, man.
Yeah, I like him. Although when I look at him, I'm like, you look like a younger, taller Bill Clinton. I can't stand Dan Abrams, especially when he's got sinus problems.
When he's got the deeper eyes of Dan Abrams.
You think Steve Harvey should host it?
Oh, wait a minute. I've been pushing my ear. Let's go live to Hartsville County.
He's throwing his cards in the air. How you going to run with marijuana in your butt?
Show me canine.
All right. We could have had a whole row empty.
I mean, why can't they have stuff on Live PD like the dog biting the cow and the cow kicking the cop?
That'd be great.
And the dog getting tased. Like, I just want to see this happen while the Benny Hill theme plays. Let's hear some Yaggity Sax.
What's up, Live PD Nation? It's your man, Steve Harvey.
I bet the dog went back to canines.
Show me meth pot.
We're going live to a dog.
You're retired, doggy.
Chewing on the leg.
Wait a minute. Steve Harvey's out there. I don't know if he's with Live PD right now or if he's with Publishers Clearinghouse. Should we go to the door?
We're going live to Park Lawn.
Guess what? You didn't win $1 million. You just been served.
You want a fake mustache just like mine.
Harvey PD Cam.
Well, shoot.
He lost his daytime talk show.
Yeah, because Kelly Clarkson took it.
Yep. He's probably producing some other shows, though.
Or maybe, meat.
Maybe he's still got his bacon, yeah. He'll be okay.
He's good for him.
Yeah, Steve Harvey bacon. I've seen it.
We're not worried about Steve, are we? I think he'll survive.
You can go to the grocery store, you can get some Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, and you can get some Steve Harvey bacon.
Nice.
That'd be a great dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good luck with that in the morning.
I'll have like Bob Hope eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Newman.
I got Newman, yeah.
Newman. Oh, they have popcorn.
It's Wayne
Knight. Yeah, it's a meal.
Get some goober and grape. I meant John Boy and Billy Grilling Sauce.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well, here's something to think
appreciate
about.
Appreciate it, man. That was good. We love the plug.
First time you said anything positive about us. 20 years. Appreciate it.
Don't forget to get your John Boy and Billy sweet tea. Yeah, get the goober and the grape, man. Which one do you want first?
Show me Matt Man extending the olive branch.
That's fun.
All right.
No, I hate them forever because of the Larry Cable Guy, Larry the Cable Guy situation. Okay. I'll hate them forever.
What Larry the Cable Guy situation?
They wouldn't share the stage with us at Lil Jon.
I remember. I just wanted to tell everybody else.
They said they would do it by themselves but would not appear with us. So Larry the Cable Guy says, well, y'all can stay home, redneck, or whatever the hell he'd say.
Well, stage ain't big enough, boy.
Well.
Rayford on there with
him. There you go. Here's something to think about. Well, are they planning to kill off Mr. Peanut in their Super Bowl ad? Well, there was a video that was released yesterday, and I think we've got a little bit of sound off of that.
I just died in your arms tonight.
Oh, look out!
Abandon my door!
We're too heavy.
Matt, let go.
No, you let go.
Hey, Mr. Peanut, no, you don't.
Don't do it, Mr. Peanut.
No!
Maybe he'll be all right. Maybe not.
What happened?
Well, what happened was Mr. Peanut...
Was that Danny Glover on there, too? Sounded like
Wesley Snipes and comedian Matt Walsh, who played Mike McClintock on Veep.
Oh, yes.
So
legend.
In the video, it shows Mr. Peanut driving his Nutmobile. While the other two were in the car.
That was here a couple years. Remember the Nutmobile in the parking lot here?
It's here now. That's what I call mine.
No. The actual one. It's like a Wienermobile, but it's
just
a nut.
A floorboard.
So instead
of a wiener, it's a nut. It's different.
I didn't know there was one.
It was here. You saw it in the parking lot like 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's when I found out.
Okay.
We've seen the Nutmobile and the Wienermobile.
Yeah.
Yep.
They should make a big Gaffney Peach on wheels and drive around in parades and stuff.
Yeah. What would you call that?
Ace and Gary's car, too.
Go in and out.
That'd be perfect.
Go in and out of the Stump House tunnel.
Doesn't fit.
What's everybody looking at?
All right. Well, in the video, Mr. Peanut swerves to avoid an armadillo. And then the
a what, Paige?
An armadillo.
Fat boy, what did she say?
Armadillo.
Oh, okay.
So the vehicle goes off the cliff and the three guys spill out and then they're hanging on a branch. So there was a statement released from the whole Peanut thing. And it says, with heavy hearts, we confirm that Mr. Peanut has passed away at 104 years of age. He'll be remembered
as... He shouldn't have been driving at that age.
He's way too old to be driving. Who always brought people together for nutty adventures and a good time.
So it's called an early Super Bowl ad. But why would you pay $4 or $5 million for 30 seconds when you, you know, release it and go
viral?
They
do it every year. They'll tell you, oh, they're going to do this in the ad. Or Steve Carell is going to be in a Pepsi commercial with Cardi B throwing up gang signs or whatever it is.
And they still buy it.
Well, just to let you know, his funeral will be part of the Planters Super Bowl ad that will be running during the third quarter. So that's the whole premise behind the thing, is to have the funeral for their beloved character.
Well, rest in peace, George Washington Carver.
Right. We've killed Mr. Peanut.
I know why.
Is Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima still alive?
I don't know. Positive.
You got to wonder, like, oh, it's okay. You said that from a car crash. I was going to say it would be funny if he got a nut allergy.
It would.
Like, it'd be funny. Face swelled up.
Yeah, later on in life, he blows up.
Do you remember the voice of Mr. Peanut?
Who did the voice?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Bill Hader.
It was Bill Hader? What about like a long time ago?
Well, I don't know. I think it was Steve Harvey, man.
Who was the original Mr. Peanut?
Show me nuts!
Don't eat me.
I'm a cashew man. I love cashews, man. Cashews are so good.
You like mixed nuts? I mean, I'm for all for equality.
You like all nuts, huh?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I like full ones, though. I don't like the pieces.
Yeah.
If your girlfriends like mixed nuts, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Salty. Certain ones aren't that great.
Mm-hmm. Legumes. He's a legume.
Well, how did the whole Napster thing turn out for Metallica? Was it worth it? Something to think about, because Kirk Hammett, the guitar player of the band, says the fight against Napster didn't make a difference that they thought that they were going to do at the turn of the century. They were trying to pave the way for artists to continue getting paid for their work. So he said, we didn't make a difference. We did not make a difference. And it happened that we couldn't stop it because it was just bigger than any of us, this trend that happened that sunk the blanking music industry. So there was just no way to stop what was going to happen eventually. And you know,
there really wasn't.
Did it help the band to make them pioneers in standing up for other artists? No.
At the time, it made them come off as dicks.
Lars made them come off as pompous.
Yeah, Lars did. He really did. But, you know, it's like Garth Brooks with his thing. You know, he doesn't have his stuff on any of the... Jay-Z didn't for a while. Like, he had the title thing, and it didn't work. And finally, he said, okay, fine. Yo, put it up on whatever.
Garth's in with Amazon now. All his stuff's on Amazon.
Well, I don't have that one.
But what it started and what they couldn't kill was the fact that it was more convenient to buy your music that way or get music illegally.
Well, everything was going digital.
Yeah,
and instead of being ahead of the curve with digital music downloads that people paid for, they were behind the eight ball and people were able to just get it for free because the music industry wasn't prepared for that.
Well, and it also brought it back to what it was because, you know, when radio and rock and roll and all that stuff started happening in America, the records were free. They would go into town. If the Big Bopper was coming to town and Richie Valens or whoever the hell, they'd go into town a couple weeks early, pass out free records to everybody. What was the reason for that? So you'd call and request a song, you'd really like it, and then when they came to town 2 weeks later, you'd show up and buy a concert ticket.
Yep.
Musicians, recording artists started relying on music sales rather than touring.
Yep.
So you'd have people like J-Lo who'd make a mint off of releasing an album, would never tour. So now it gets back to the, you got to get your ass out on the road and make money instead of just relying on music sales, because it's not that way anymore.
And, and it was expensive. So would you rather just download a file and not pay for it? Or would you rather just go and wait till it came out? I mean, that's what happened. People were savvy and they used technology, probably not in the best way for the bands, but, you know, that was the... That just brought it to the future, where streaming and services became more convenient for people.
They just got beat to it. Nobody was doing it in the music industry until it was too late.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't going to get on this digital thing.
God, you remember all, like, you'd use Napster, and then, let me try Kazaa out.
Kazaa,
let me see what BearShare's about.
What about BearShare, man? And then came Torrents, and it was over with.
Yeah. Gimmick Fire Sticks.
Oh, man. How'd you rig it up?
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, you watch movies. You can watch movies for free. You only got to restart it 27 times.
Oh, man.
And you only got to spend 3 hours reconfiguring your firmware to get it to work.
You got to have a VPN. And watch a video if you don't know how to do it. It's not hard.
No, it isn't hard, but it's still such a pain in the ass to save the few bucks on the movie.
Yeah.
Piracy's a pain in the ass.
It's so much slower.
It is. The quality ain't as good.
You just want to say when people comment, hey, just got a Fire Stick, how do I jailbreak it? And go. Mike, watch a video, dummy.
Go to YouTube.
Yeah,
Google.
Everybody.
Learn how it works.
Is that a shot at me?
No. Okay. There are a lot of people that do that.
Besides you.
Okay. It's like when I go on Twitter and ask, hey, I'm hungry. Where'd be a good place to go to dinner tonight?
That's
know,
good, though.
I know that I have Google and I can do food near me.
But that's good. You get recommendations. You're not on there.
Well, I'm just looking for the owners to offer a freebie.
But that's, you know, you're not looking for instructions to do something that... That should.
You well, no, I.
You don't
it's
know that.
It's never.
I do, Fatboy. You've done. You've hooked up a lot of technical stuff for me over the years. Nine's walked me through stuff over the years. I'm just not I'm not savvy in a lot of ways, but specifically technically.
But it saves you so much money. YouTube does.
Remember the one time you called and said, "Can you look at my cable? I think it's out." And it was on the wrong input.
Oh, man.
It was on the ones.
Or the time that Fatboy made Matt's guide screen purple and Matt couldn't change it back for like a year and a half or something.
Go Tigers.
Bless you.
I didn't know how to change it back.
I think it was called Plum.
Yeah, it was very purple. I remember that.
That was fun, man.
All right, then. Well, Rise Guys.
No wonder your mama don't like you. I go over there and don't hook up her Wi-Fi ride or something.
Yeah.
You're so mean.
You son of a butch.
You bastard son of mine.
Oh, boy. Rise Guys Headline Style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page. And those your Rise
Guys.
Badass
son.
Gosh.
Don't go upstairs. I want to keep him.
All right, we're going to take a break. We have for you another $1,000 P1 payoff coming up in about 45 minutes. It's the Rise Guys Morning, everybody.
Start your day.
And come with the show, the Daily Podcast. Whoa. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
the planet.
Yes.
Well, you can tell everybody. Well, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. Matt Man.
Maddie.
Stuck in Ocean Lake slide when he swam. Matt Man. Well, you can tell everybody.
Amen.
Well, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. Matt Man. Shave the beard, he looks like Roseanne. Matt Man.
Not very nice.
Do you look like Roseanne? Never.
If I shaved
that.
The beard off, I would.
Ooh.
Not I'd be offered gym teacher jobs aplenty.
You wouldn't look like current Roseanne. You look like Roseanne from the original run of the show.
Oh, sweet of you to say. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're like that's mullet. What I'm thinking.
Mullet Roseanne.
I'm a domestic goddess. You look like a more masculine Aunt Jackie.
Oh, no. Oh, never mind. I was thinking about Roseanne Barr.
Nine, you look like a younger Roseanne's dad. Remember him?
Roseanne's dad? No, I don't.
That's Ned Beatty, wasn't it?
Ned Beatty.
Oh, okay. I'll take that. Yeah.
I think you beat him.
Just don't tell me to squeal like a pig.
Oh, my gosh.
Roseanne's mom. That was Dan's mom. That was truck driver, right? Cigar and a bear's cap.
Yeah. And then, because that was... not Rosemary Clooney. She's an older, God, who cares?
Shelley
Winters? Is that who was?
Yeah, I
Shelley
so.
Winters.
Yeah.
Nell Carter.
I was going to say Jonathan Winters, but that was her alter ego.
Rest in peace.
Rise Guys Morning. She's dead?
No, Jonathan Winters.
Oh, well, I don't care about him. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:33. $1,000 coming up. P1 payoff here in 27 minutes or so.
Shelley Winters dead, too.
Oh, well, rest in peace. What about Edgar Winters? He still with us? The group?
I think Edgar Winter died.
What about Dean?
Ed Lord.
No, he's alive. Never mind. Okay. Sorry, Edgar's still alive.
Okay, what about Winter from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? All right, thank you.
I don't think that was that a thing?
No, that was Splinter.
Oh.
Okay. Listen to listen to this thing right here. I enjoy. I'll tell you that I don't. This isn't an endorsement of them, but I enjoy BuzzFeed.com. I enjoy Reddit. I never participate like in the forums, but I love reading the comments.
Oh yeah, I like to read the stuff, man. Yeah,
about stuff. They're
entertaining stuff.
4chan.
Somebody on there was complaining about something that they felt was very unprofessional to do at work. Someone kept stealing their lunch. So they work in an office. They have the kitchen refrigerator. It's communal. Everybody uses it. Somebody kept stealing this person's lunch. So they made cupcakes filled with X-Lax and put them in there.
Can I confess something to you? I almost did that yesterday. I was looking.
You were looking for some snacks when I got in.
I was looking for somebody's lunch, man, because I didn't have time to go get one. And I'm thinking if something's in there for maybe close to a week, then they don't really want it.
You're just going
to
jack some food.
I was going to, but I found 3 boiled eggs that were black on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't eat those.
Those were spoiled eggs.
Those were real hard boiled.
And I found a yogurt that I wanted, but the date was kind of rubbed off. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Oh, come on, man. The other day I came in and used cream cheese that expired 5 days before. It's fine.
Oh.
You've seen that episode of the John Oliver show where they talk about that.
I was on the prowl.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's...
But I needed it.
Did you?
I didn't have anything.
You were going to be here for 4 hours.
I know.
Well, you didn't find anything regardless.
I was supposed to eat every 2. I didn't find anything.
You're not doing your fasting anymore?
No, I kind of fell off it.
Okay. It's good to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, you can keep your metabolism up and lose weight that way, too.
We just have to have more people bring stuff, you know.
Is that the deal?
Just in case.
Says the guy, who, again, back to the donut. I was expecting the other day when we had our 17th anniversary show when Mark Hendricks brought in the 18 donuts or 17 donuts.
17. He ate one on the way.
I just expected after we sat here and gouged him things and ate them that he was going to say, yeah, here's an email. I'm wearing those donuts.
Picture me wearing them, huh?
Because somebody sent some donuts one time, and it said for Fat Boy only. It was his favorite kind of donuts. And then at the end of the show, after Fat Boy ate 4 or 5 of them, or maybe it wasn't that many, but several of them.
I think it was more.
There was a picture of the donuts on the guy's...
junk stuff.
Shaft.
Man parts.
Ew.
That would have been great.
You damn right.
That would have been great if Mark did that to us.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
See, like, but like do, with fatty? The cupcakes thing, though, like, somebody commented on this, and then I'll get to the point why I was going to mention this to you, but somebody commented, what if somebody got one of the cupcakes for themselves and then carried one home to the kids?
Oh, yeah, we do that sometimes.
Like, when I worked at a certain restaurant, if I was hassled by a customer, I would often think, like, you know, maybe a way to get back at them.
Well, like, Jesse Jackson, your suit.
I wouldn't do that. But what if it was their kids? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Their kids. You said that like Trump.
Like their kids.
What do we
didn't say like Trump. Similar, though.
Yeah.
So BuzzFeed turns it into a topic or a poll or whatever. What is the most unprofessional thing you've ever done at work? Guess what won?
That didn't win.
That we all, including our very own Paige, is guilty of.
What?
Watching porn at work.
Oh, come on. What else are you going to do at work?
That's considered the most unprofessional thing you can do at work.
They don't even block them on these computers. You can just go right to it.
I know. You can't watch it at the library. You got to do it somewhere.
Do it here.
It's science.
Yeah, like the other day, it was somebody famous had been in some videos, a man, before anybody knew who he was. And just for research, we were watching it over here.
You were watching it.
Right, and you watched some.
I saw the first 20 minutes. That's how this started off good.
You learned anything? You know,
kind of skipped on through to see what happened.
It was a gay was porn, good. Is what it was.
Yeah, it was.
Nine was watching on his phone.
Yep.
Well, I'm really guilty.
No, so, I was watching straight up on the computer.
Well, Paige, you haven't probably seeked out pornography, but just by, you know, being in here.
I'll look at something that's weird that someone says, hey, take a look at this. I mean, out of my curiosity, I'll have to look. But it's not like I'm looking at it for my own benefit.
Stealing from work, a lot of people were saying. Leaving work to go interview for another job, staying on the clock. And this one right here, I forget. Let me scroll down and see what the percent. I forget what the percentage was. But people were saying that a lot of times they'll go to work, clock in, and then go back home.
Yeah.
Well, heck yeah.
If you have one of those jobs where you kind of, not that you make your own hours, but like if you're in sales. If you're in sales, I'm going to go call on so-and-so, and you go back home and watch AEW Dynamite from the night before.
There used to be a sales guy who worked here, and he lived pretty close by. I mean, he would, you know, go out on sales calls. He'd just be at home, like, watching TV and, you know, doing other stuff.
Sex favors for raises and benefits. People did that.
I've never had the opportunity, believe it or not.
Let's talk more.
Looking like this.
What do you consider?
Come on now.
Like, what is stealing? Like, if you need a ream of paper and you print at home.
A whole ream?
Yeah.
Like goodness.
There's a case of toilet paper in the elevator for some reason.
I'm serious.
Just a big old box of toilet paper sitting in the elevator.
I saw the elevator open. Nine was getting out, and there was a box of toilet paper in there. He's like, he's been on here the whole day.
There's like 50 rolls in there, man.
That's creepy. I didn't write it this
50
morning.
Rolls of feather soft, which is a lie. It ain't feather soft at all.
No.
It's like notebook paper soft.
Who wants feathers around their beehole?
Well, it says feather
I'd
soft.
Sit there and get all tickled.
You know damn well it's 2-ply notebook paper.
Oh, of course. That's what they do when they recycle it.
Hurts.
Well, we got a bunch of pins here. If you take a couple pins, that should be cool.
Wrap fish and that stuff.
This is maybe looked at as unprofessional, but this is uncouthful, I guess you would say, is to order a pizza to work and not offer anyone else.
It's not a pizza. It's not school.
Oh, come on.
This is not school. You can Grubhub your own food, not have to worry about other people, because it's coming off of one person's card, and nobody has cash. It turns into a mess to take care of your own self.
Plus, you bring your own lunch. That's considered bringing your own lunch.
I'll bring one cupcake and make everybody jealous.
He's right. It's a bone of contention because, you know, the other day when I stayed late for some reason, there were people up here ordering lunch, and one person says, I like this. Do you want this? And then they say, I want something else. But one person gets the order together, has to wrangle all the money, and go get it.
No.
Such a pain. Have it delivered here.
Yeah, just do DoorDash right here.
Something.
What's so unprofessional, though, about, like, ordering your own? Like, this is why I'm so glad that I don't have to work in an office.
Yeah.
Like, the whole.
Where you have to agree with 12 people about what you want to eat for lunch?
Well, that, but like if you order food in, like you had to ask everybody else.
Yeah, you have to ask. Everybody has to agree so nobody ever gets what they actually want. Or you could just be grown-ups and each eat what you want.
Yeah, don't ask. That's like a custom. People, well, that's nice that you ask. Just don't ask.
Just eat what you like.
I don't know what the most unprofessional, like considering what our job is, I don't know. Some would say it's probably unprofessional to defecate your pants in front of your employees like I did live on the radio.
You know what? At least
ago.
Two of us have done that over the years.
Well, mine was for, you know, entertainment purposes. Yours is because your stomach was tore up.
That's when my gallbladder was out, yeah.
I mean, good Lord.
It's still out. It just don't happen as much.
Fatboy's played basketball where he's in here wearing a thong with a Nerf basketball goal on the small of his back.
Just the way we walk around here talking to each other would get us fired for most jobs.
Like, it's hard to say what is the most. The only, you know who I think's done the most as far as corporate America sees it. Who's done the most unprofessional thing at work in this room?
Fatboy when he got butt naked in here?
Or
no. Well, I don't know. Did you get completely naked when you had sex downstairs, Nine?
Not all the way.
Goodness.
But yeah, that did you fired from most gigs.
And it matters where you have sex, too.
Yeah, in the bathroom with Space Hogs, apparently not as bad.
It was Monster Magnet.
It was Space Hog.
It was neither.
It was in the meantime.
If we talked to other people here the way we talk to each other, we wouldn't last.
No. If we talked to each other that way in most offices, we wouldn't last. We'd all get fired together.
Here's a text that says, CVM, the CVM text line, 72341. I have a job where you would say I deliver packages. Not the way you're thinking, though. Actually boxed goods that people order. And, well, let's just say I have a couple on my route that I hang out a little longer at.
Oh, no.
What? See, that's in the movies. you're not a UPS guy or a FedEx guy or a Prime guy. And the lady opens the door and then she's wearing the negligee open. Yeah, it'll happen.
Oh, when I was fixing hot tubs, one lady did get topless.
Fatboy was bad about that. When Fatboy worked on hot tubs before he worked here part-time, he would come here, and because of the antiquated GPS system that his van had, all he had to do was put aluminum foil over the GPS unit, and it would block out the radar. Seriously. And he would come here when he was on the clock for the hot tub place.
So the company was in Connecticut, and they told me, take the van down the road here locally and get this installed. Well, the guy that installed it was a P1. He told me how to block it out.
Yeah.
And, nice.
You know, I did it all the time.
Put fall over it.
I had my golf clubs in there. I kept them.
Yeah. That was your personal vehicle.
It was pretty much. I never drove my car.
He had driven that son of a bitch all over the upstate to go do fun stuff. He driving across state lines for fun.
I know. That van went everywhere. Northeast. Midwest.
But then again, you did have a job where they would send Fatboy to fix hot tubs as far away as St. Louis and Connecticut.
Yeah, they would.
Like, he'd drive halfway across the country to fix a hot tub.
You could eat off the company credit card.
Oh, my gosh.
If I wanted, you know, a nice meal, I'd book a job for that day, quote, unquote, and then go get a steak.
Most people like bend the rules.
Fatboy at the hot tub place was the worst employee ever. It's like, that's why you have management to keep you from just robbing them blind.
I could fix it. I was good at fixing the stuff. I might cut you a better deal than the company would, but I could fix it. But, you know, it didn't last.
Sorry, I'm just reading text.
You see the one that says, I'm the general manager of a company in the upstate. Me and my employees get high all day every day.
Oh,
Jesus.
You hiring?
Holy moly. Wow. We got to get some of these phone calls on the some of these. If you're texting in right now about this, you call in. I don't know if the ones that are ringing right now are about this, but I would love to hear. Matter of fact, why don't we do this?
What you got?
You call in, you're listening right now, 1-800-774-0093, with what you consider to be the most unprofessional thing that you've done at work. And then we say if we were your boss, we would fire you for that.
I like that.
In fact, better than this, we have Judge Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
For the games. Could you become HR Jimmy?
Absolutely.
So you call in and you say what it is that you've done unprofessionally at work. And if Judge Jimmy was your HR person, Nine can decide if he would fire you or not.
If I'm going to be HR Jimmy, we're not allowed to talk to each other until after that segment's over.
We can't talk to each other?
Don't look at me.
Don't fart either.
No, no.
All right, Big Daddy.
Oh, don't you do it. I'm HR Jimmy right now.
I don't have to do it three times.
I'm HR Jimmy right now.
HR Jimmy.
Trying to piss them off.
So call in. Yeah, dude, this would be great. Call in with the most unprofessional thing you've done at work. And HR Jimmy, formerly HR Puffin Stuff, Puffin Things, HR Jimmy will decide if you would keep your job or not. This would be fun. And you can be anonymous. We won't say where you work or any of that. 1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys. Your call's right after this.
They're grubby. Dirty. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:50. The debut of HR Jimmy. From the minds of Judge Jimmy is HR Jimmy. We're talking about the unprofessional things to do at work. Porn voted the number one unprofessional thing to do at work is to watch pornography.
Yep.
Film it. Not even on the list.
People
are okay with that.
Yeah, they're fine with that.
So we're trying to, I guess, find out who can top the various things that we read, the text, the different input that we've seen on social media right now. And then Nine is going to say if he was your HR person, if he would allow you to keep working there. So HR Jimmy.
Good luck.
He'd be cool on the drug testing. Let's go to line one.
I'm fine with that.
And talk to Anonymous. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all?
Doing well. Please, I'll remind you, for our own sake and yours, don't say where you work or anything like that. But no. Tell us what you did that was unprofessional at your workplace.
Okay, yeah. So I used to work at this place where they had a little cafe area. And it was during the day, like when I was about like 16 years old, and like all the good-looking women used to come in and stuff. And I used to go in the back in the little stock area and go, how do you say it? Like, I guess, take care of myself in a way. It happened about every day.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it, like a two-way mirror?
Yeah, I had a mirror on the wall so I could see if a customer came up. But whenever the customers would walk away, I would go in, you know, go into the little stock room.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty bad. It was pretty stupid, but, you know, I was 16.
Was this like a, definitely don't say where this was. Was this like a retail store, like a clothing store?
Yeah, it's a big time store. It's a big time store.
Good Lord.
I went into a business one time I always wondered about, and somebody showed me a secret place, but that was like looking over a toilet.
Oh my god.
All right, Anonymous. Well, I definitely say, well, let's wait. We got to find out. HR Jimmy, if you walked in or got a complaint from a coworker or an employee that said Anonymous was seen, how would you say petting the one-eyed gopher?
Goodness.
You'd have to have a talk. You'd have to have a talk, and people lose their jobs over things like that. Because if you can't do it for all of us to watch, you shouldn't be doing it at all.
Okay. I see.
No.
So I'll send you my address then, Don.
All right.
That's HR Jimmy. It's not me
it's
talking.
It's HR Jimmy that was saying
it's
that.
Different
Thank
guy.
You. Different guy.
Now, so if you caught him in the act, Judge Jimmy.
Hey, I'm the HR person. Who are you?
This is my
the
question.
The HR person doesn't go anywhere except the bathroom and their own office.
Yeah, with the door shut.
Well, if somebody caught them in the act doing that, that's grounds for being arrested.
Why is that? But they got to do it for all of us to watch.
Yeah, but then if he walked in and saw a 16-year-old doing that, he couldn't say that he saw it because he saw it, you're an offender.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's talk to another anonymous.
I've seen that, by the way, that if you're underage, if you're a teenager and you want to commit a crime, like go rob a bank naked because nobody is allowed to watch the security film.
And they can't stop you.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember that.
There you go.
There's no evidence.
My next life. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I have worked at a retail place where I actually had sex twice in the back stock room.
Okay. Was this
in front of everybody?
What do you mean by that? Was this at like a lunchtime? You threw her over the picnic table or a company party?
Lunchtime. I found a little, I guess you could say, a little hidey area where I could, do things like that. That's. One thing led to another, and we just did it right there. Not once, but twice that day.
Man. And your coworkers would walk by and just look at you and then look away? Or...
And they just kept on going.
Yeah.
Did he get fired, too?
No.
Wow.
All right.
Well, now we know why you're anonymous. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great morning.
Yeah.
It all goes back. Have you noticed none of these are about, oh, yeah, I smoked a bowl in the back of a daycare center, or I did this, or I did. It's all about sex.
It's every one of them about sex.
Let's go to line 4. It's an anonymous girl. Hello, anonymous girl.
Hello.
Let's talk about what you did that some would say was unprofessional at work, and then HR Jimmy will decide if you keep your job.
Well, I worked for a district office, was a district manager for a retail company, and my boyfriend was a store manager. And I used to go meet him at his store, and we'd go in the bathroom and have sex.
In the bathroom and have sex. Was this the customer bathroom or the employee bathroom?
They didn't have customer bathrooms.
Oh.
Okay. So you're in the private bathroom.
Yes. Not as exciting.
No, I'm just trying to get in HR Jimmy's head here and see if that's grounds for removal.
If I were your HR person, I'd fire both of you for not inviting me.
You're not a good HR person, Jimmy. You're not taking your job seriously.
Well, next time you can come join us.
Too late. You're already fired.
How big is that damn bathroom? Better have one of them Murphy beds in it, or AKA where you lay the kid on to change the diaper.
Probably even got a bed.
Changing table.
I flip that thing down, throw a leg up on it.
Ain't that the best?
All right. Thank you, anonymous girl. Have a good morning.
You too.
All right. Dressing room sex would probably be good with the little bench on it, and you got the mirror set there. You could, watch reverse cowgirlish.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
All right. In that guy's case, or cowboy. Let's go to anonymous on line 3. Anonymous?
Well, hello there, and good morning. I was told to be anonymous, so I got to change my voice as well.
No, you can keep it the same way, Mr. Jenkins.
Okay, well, good, because this is my real voice.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, guys. What'd you do at
work? What's up with, well, it wasn't sex. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Oh, good. Okay? Something different.
Because we're like 3 for 3 in that right now.
Yeah.
So.
But this was a friend of ours. I spoke with Fat Boy earlier about it, and we all know him, and Doug Dillinger. But anyway, when we were kids, we used to work for this local little supermarket, you know, chain. And a friend of mine found out some little gimmick where every time we'd come in, he'd say, "Man, get all you want." And I'm like, "Well, I don't have any money." He's like, "Well, I got you." So we'd get like $100 worth of magazines and beef jerky and sodas. $100 charges $1. Well, it accrued up to like $10,000 and stuff like that. And then he had to pay it all back and everything. But it was pretty sweet for a while when you're like 19. And, you know, so.
The guy had to pay all of it back, like restitutionally?
Yeah. Well, his father did. I take it back.
You guys had a tab.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah,
you didn't Dustin work Dillinger, there.
Charlie Babb, I mean, I don't know. Very carny, you know.
Uh huh. Okay. I think we got a worker brother on the phone right now. somebody's shooting from the hip right now. Kayfabe.
Well, let's say, kayfabe, you know.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to figure out the voice now.
I know. It sounds familiar.
Do you rent out your ring?
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. My lady down there at the bank gets a kick out of people like you because I go make 3 deposits a week, Jack.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
I'm still lost somehow. Sorry.
Have a good morning, though. Thank you.
That was fun.
Good day, man.
I don't know I can't figure out who that was.
I don't know. I wish I knew. I don't know.
He was dropping out names of like wrestling promoters and stuff around here.
Yeah. Doug Dillinger, right?
Well, now he has a security guy.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a fireable offense? You're looking after your friends.
Were the magazines porn? Because they were porn, no.
And that guy didn't work there, though. It was his friend that did that.
Yeah, his friend get fired. He wouldn't get fired. He didn't work there.
In high school, I had a friend that worked at the grocery store in the meat department, and he would go and ring up like 5 pounds of bull shrimp for like $2 for us. But I wouldn't get fired for that. That was a customer.
You didn't work there, so you can't get fired if you don't work there.
You're a customer. Yeah. I guess you work.
Or you can get trespass notice.
Yeah, absolutely right. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back more Rise Guys right after this here. Oh, and $1,000.
Yeah. Keeping it loud and local.
They stay local.
Proud to be the Upstate's local morning show. This is the Rise Guys on 93.3 The Planet.
Holy
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.